Hello, my friend. Ms. Prism here on BFF.fm. Best frequencies forever. Community radio coming at you from the heart of the Mission right here in San Francisco. Today we are on episode 87, which is so exciting. I love that I've been able to share so much music with you along the way here. It's, you know, been quite a while of Nightlight Radio, and we've gotten to do so many fun themes, like a dream-themed episode a while back and a sun-themed episode. Just all kinds of themes. And one that I've been wanting to share for quite a long time is the theme of the moon. Our beautiful, radiant mama moon up in the sky every night, even if we can't see her because it's a new moon and it looks like she's not there. And Monday is actually, you know, we got Sunday, which is for the sun, and then Monday is actually Moon Day. And tomorrow is November's full moon. So it is a super potent time to be reflecting on the moon and thinking about what the moon represents and the role it plays in our lives and in the history of being a human being. We've got a calendar that's based on the sun, but the moon has really powerful rhythms as well, and a lot of interesting traditions and words that are linked to the moon. So today, in this 1 hour episode, that these things fly by so quickly now, these episodes used to be 2 hours long and now they're one, which feels good, but it also goes by very quickly. So I want to keep rocking through this playlist. This is a relatively new song from Disclosure called Moonlight, and got some really fun brand new ones coming up for you today. Like this new George Benson song that we're going to hear next called Havana Moon. And then after that, a brand new song from Random Rab called Soothe that is also mentioning the moon. And then we've got plenty of old ones like Paul Simon, Talking Heads, a Thin Lizzy song. So it's going to be, yeah, just a fun, groovy time. And if you're listening live, feel free to send me an Instagram message or text if there's something that you're curious about or that you think is a fact that should be shared out on the air with all of our BFF.fm listeners. So, yeah, DJ Katsanova, who was on right before me, had an awesome song recommendation, and so did Lauren of The Green Room on Thursday nights. But there's so many moon songs I'm already excited to share, so we'll see what we get through today. And yeah, I just want to thank you for tuning in and being the reason for the season to check in and enjoy some music and remember what life is truly all about. So, all right, let's enjoy this George Benson song, brand new, Havana Moon. Enjoy.
Me all alone, me open the room. It's long to wait for both to come. American girl, come back to me. We'll sail away across the sea. We'll dock in New York, the building's high. We'll find a home up in the sky. Havana moon, Havana moon. Me still alone, me sip on the rum. Me wonder long when the boat she come to bring me love. Ow, sweet little thing, she rock and roll, she dance and sing. She hold me tight, she touch me lips. Me eyes they close, my heart she flip. Havana moon, Havana moon. But still me drinking the rum, begin to think the boat no come. American girl, she tell a lie. She say till then, she mean goodbye. Havana moon, Havana moon. Thank you.
Me grab and shoot, me jump and run, me see the boat head for the horizon. Havana Moon is gone to run. The boat she said, me love she gone. Havana Moon, Havana Moon, Havana Moon, Havana Moon.
Was a 2019 track from George Benson, jazz great. And this is a 2019 track as well from Random Rab called Soothe from the album Anew.
Truth.
in the moonlight. And who am I to know what it is that truth defines? That truth defines. That truth defines. That truth.
This is Mac DeMarco. Prepare yourself for some of the best music you will ever experience.
Gotta love it. These station IDs from BFF.fm making our shows all so much more legit. So appreciative of that awesome improvement here at the station. We've got this cool iPad that lets us play certain messages for you at the proper time so we can follow the DJ protocols. Amanda runs a tight ship around here, but a very chill ship at the same time, which I appreciate so much. And pretty soon, our winter fundraiser will begin. So get ready for that with the holiday season coming and you're thinking about where to give money. This station is a nonprofit, a registered 501c3. We've been voted best community radio station in San Francisco by SF Weekly 6 years in a row, every single year. And it's a really cool institution in that we all have the ability to play any music, and this enables a lot of underground music and music from artists that wouldn't make it onto the mainstream radio necessarily as much to get legitimate airtime and reach a lot more people. I know from the time that I've spent doing this show, I've gotten to learn about so many new artists, and through those artists, so many different stories of different walks of life and different histories and cultures. And I just feel really grateful for the whole experience. And I hope that I've been able to do a good enough job sharing it. It's hard, I feel, with not knowing how to pronounce everything. Just a random tidbit for you. But I feel like, you know, been doing the best along the way that I can, and always open to feedback and suggestions as well. So thank you for listening today, choosing to tune in to Nightlight Radio here on BFF.fm on Monday, Moon Day, on the auspicious day of November 11th. Pretty cool day in that number is palindrome, and 11. The number one is a powerful number. All right. There's so much I'm excited to share. Just off the bat, since we are on this moon episode, one fun fact I really love is that we first landed on the moon 50 years ago. This is the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 mission, which blasted off on July 16th, 1969, with astronauts Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins. So they went off, and in 4 days after takeoff, they landed on the moon, Armstrong and Aldrin. One small step for man and a giant leap for mankind. Truly, I feel like getting to hear the stories of people who witnessed that first moon landing on TV is just, it's like everyone remembers where they were when that happened. And I know personally, getting to see that movie Apollo 11 this summer that came out in honor of this anniversary of the moon landing was like just crazy. I can't even believe what life was like back then. Just all the people watching and like seeing people renting out all the hotels for like miles and miles all around the takeoff spot, just out there in the parking lots with giant cameras, big telescopes, big binoculars, just to get a glimpse at this historic space mission. So if you haven't seen that movie, I definitely recommend it. It's a nice like time capsule of an experience. And even just seeing like what everyone was wearing and what all the control rooms look like, definitely a triumph of humanity, thinking about getting people to the moon all the way back in 1969. And then we've got the full moon coming up tomorrow. So we'll hear a little bit more about that along the way. But first, let's get back into some more moon jams together. This next song is called Song About the Moon, and it's by Paul Simon on the album Hearts and Bones. And this is an older track. So let's see what year it came out. 1983. All right. Paul Simon. Enjoy.
To write a song about the moon, walk along the craters of the afternoon. When the shadows are deep and the light is alien, and gravity leaps like a knife off the pavement, and you want to write a song about the moon, you want to write a spiritual tune. The na 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 na. Presto, my song about the moon. If you want to write a song about the heart, think about the moon before you start. Because the heart will howl like a dog in the moonlight, and the heart can explode like a pistol on a June night. So if you want to write a song about the heart and its ever longing for a counterpart, then na 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 na, yeah, 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 write a song about the moon. The laughing boy, he laughed so hard he fell down from his plane. The laughing girl, she laughed so hard, oh, tears rolled down her face. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, songwriter, if you want to write a song about a face, think about a photograph that you really can't remember but you can't erase. Wash your hands in dreams and lightning. Cut off your hair, whatever is frightening. If you want to write a song about a face, if you want to write a song about the human race, then na 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 na, yeah, yeah, yeah. Write a song about the moon. Song about the moon.
can see the moon in the sky today, but I can't see you.
For the San Francisco music scene.
BFF.FM, best frequencies forever.
All right, that last track was My Moon, My Man by Feist. And I'm going to get this next one going. In the background, Moon Rocks from the Talking Heads on the album Speaking in Tongues from 1983. And the track that we heard before Feist was from Madame Gandhi called Moon in the Sky from her Voices EP from 2016. Let's see. So where were we talking about the moon before? The awesome NASA landing way back when, which one thing that I love about that moment too is it's like the whole world was watching, like not just our country, but everybody, you know, one giant leap for mankind. And I just love that the moon connects everybody around the whole planet. Like all of us, no matter where we are, we can look up in the sky and look at the moon at night, which I think is special because we can't look at the sun because it will burn our eyes out, basically. but the moon is like just so mysterious, and you know, sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. And if you pay enough attention to the phases of the moon, it's like you always know how big or small it's going to be. And I think it's really, really fun to get in touch with that side of the moon and when it is becoming which phase. So there's all kinds of apps you can use, or just drop it in your calendar, or look it up on Google when the next full moon and new moon might be. Because it's just, nature has so many different cycles and patterns and seasons. So I know for me personally, living in the city, the more ways I can feel in touch with the cycles of nature, the more grounded I feel and the more connected I feel with myself, the planet, with others, with the world. So I've really come to value paying attention to the phases of the moon, and it's been a fun practice. And I have this fantasy that like everyone in the world will be so excited about like the phases of the moon and the equinoxes and these like astrological, astronomical events that impact all of us. That almost like with the enthusiasm and frenzy of like sports fanatics, like can all of us humans get excited about like the planetary transits and these like auspicious astronomical, astrological combinations? I think that that's a pretty fun world to live in. And I feel like we're already on that path. So 11-11, they're saying, is a day of manifestation. So I want to take this chance here through the radio waves to put that dream in your head too, so we can be dreaming the same dream and put that much more energy behind it. So, and similarly with like the full moons and everything, you know, we're all experiencing that full moon together. Everybody is experiencing that around the world. It's not like just in one spot or the other. And at the full moon, the sun is directly opposite the moon, which I think is just kind of cool. They're like in balance. They're perfectly across from each other. So if you're watching like the sunrise, like you'll be seeing the moon set at the same time across the horizon on the opposite side of the sky. And I love this because one part of paying attention to the moon phases that has constantly befuddled me and I still don't get it completely is just like exactly where and when is the moon going to come up and go down? Like, you know, sometimes it's up in the afternoon. Sometimes like you don't see it at all. And like sometimes it's over by that window and sometimes it's by that window. And it's like, I almost feel like there's no rhyme or reason. So I've got an app called Skywalker, I think it's called. And I love using that to take a peek at where the moon is, if it's like not risen yet or behind the hills or a building. But yeah, it's like the moon, how can it be so surprising when it's there all the time? So I always get a kick out of that. All right, let's enjoy this Talking Heads song. You're listening to Nightlight Radio on BFF.FM. I'm your host, Ms. Prism.
Spotlight. dancing in the moonlight on this long hot summer night.
Disobeyed another warning. I should have been in my tent. Now I won't get out till Sunday. I'll have to say I stayed with friends. Oh, but it's a habit worth forming if it means to justify the end.
Dancing in the moonlight, it's caught me in its spotlight.
It's alright.
Dancing in the moonlight on this long hot summer night.
And I'm walking home. The last bus is long gone. But I'm dancing in the moonlight.
Track is from Thin Lizzy from 1977 on the album Bad Reputation. Let me get this next track going for you. The next one that we're going to hear is Sisters of the Moon from Fleetwood Mac. And speaking of that last album title, Bad Reputation, I just wanted to bring up really quick that our dear sweet Mama Moon, people have been trying to bring her down. The patriarchy has been trying to bring her down. What, you might be asking, what do I mean by that? And one of the words for moon is Luna, right? Luna. And amongst other names like Ma. Particularly Luna has been associated with craziness, like the word lunatic and lunacy. And the moon, the full moon, has been associated with bringing out like the craziness in people. Werewolves come out at the full moon. And this is just one of those subtle ways in which women, because the moon is the feminine planetary body compared to the sun, which is the masculine one. So the fact that the moon, like, not only do we not pay attention to the calendar of the moon at all the calendars are just sun-based. Thank you, patriarchy. We also have these connections with the moon and then these negative aspects of, like, craziness and stuff. And that's just, like, one of the subtle ways in which our culture, like, fights against these feminine qualities that we all embody. We all have masculine and feminine energies inside of us, and the sun and the moon are great reminders of like how this interplay and this flow of energy is, you know, literally magical and keeps the world vibing. So anyways, it's just good to open our eyes up to these patterns and be aware of them so that we can be conscious about our perspective and really strong in the way that we see things. So yeah, big ups to Mama Moon. All that lunacy is I don't know. That's just the word now. It's not going to change. But now we're aware of the roots of it, and that the moon is not crazy. The moon deserves respect and love and worship and reverence. So, all right, Sisters of the Moon, Fleetwood Mac, enjoy this track.
A marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. Yet all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. Yet I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night seem to whisper and hush. Yet all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Or can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time you just tremble inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Or can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
cover of October skies. Though the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow, and I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. In all the night's magic seems to whisper and hush. In all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, oh my love? Or can I just make some more romance with you, oh my love?
Chimney falls and lovers blaze. Thought that I was young. Now I've freezing hands and bloodless veins. As numb as I've become, I'm so tired. I wish I was the moon tonight. Last night I dreamt I'd forgotten my name, 'cause I sold my soul, but I woke just the same. I'm so lonely, I wish I was the moon tonight.
Such a pretty track. I Wish I Was the Moon from Nico Case. And we are almost out of time today, my friend. Just a couple tracks left to share in this episode, and plenty of songs to make like months of episodes just about the moon. So I'm grateful about that. There will be more ahead to share. Okay, I'm going to put this track on in the background. This is a track from Babe Rainbow called Many Moons of Love, and it's actually a new track of this year. So, but as we're wrapping up, I wanted to let you know a little bit about the astrology of the moon right now and how come, it's extra potent. as I was saying, I've enjoyed getting familiar with the phases of the moon and other planets and how they all interrelate and stuff like that. And it's been a fun practice. So right now, the full moon is about to be in Taurus tomorrow. So that's the constellation that the moon will be near when it becomes completely full. Right now, the sun is in the sign of Scorpio. So if you know Scorpios in your life, they're having birthdays around now, meaning that's their sun sign. And one kind of awesome little fact there is if your sun and moon are in the same sign, that means you were born near a new moon. Because at a new moon, the sun and the moon are next to each other, which is why we can't see the sun reflecting off the moon like we can at a full moon when they're across from each other. So in the opposite realm, if your sun and moon are in opposite signs, that means you were born on or near a full moon. So if you haven't looked up all of your planet signs, we don't just have our sun sign. We have all the planets in various signs at the times we were born, at the time we were born, according to the location we were born. So definitely recommend looking up your birth chart. Also, right now was a potent time for Mercury. Mercury this morning, early this morning, passed in front of the sun like a little black dot, like an eclipse going in front of the sun, which we couldn't see with our bare eyes, but this is a phenomenon that only happens about 13 times in a century. So Mercury as a planet is associated with like communication and thought, thinking, planning, travel. And Mercury is also in retrograde right now. So overall in this, you know, this time of Scorpio with these things happening, it's a good time to dig in deeper. Look at your unconscious thought patterns, see what can be dug up and maybe shifted for a new perspective or truths that can be revealed. So yes, we just had this transit of Mercury, similar to a solar eclipse in that it passes in front of the sun. Which also, by the way, if you have heard about total solar eclipses, like I've mentioned before on this show, that's when the moon passes in front of the sun. And if you're in the path of totality, the moon completely blocks the sun perfectly. So if you want mind-blowing astronomy, like that is to me the pinnacle of it, because the fact that the moon is just the right distance away from the Earth to exactly block out the sun is like, how is that even possible? Like that, because, you know, like with Mercury going in front of the sun today, Mercury is a tiny little dot, so you can barely even see that happening. But seeing a total solar eclipse is mind-boggling, and I think it's really demonstrative of the sun and the moon's potency combined. So if you haven't seen a total solar eclipse, I can't recommend it enough. So put that on your list. There's a bunch every year. That one a couple summers ago was really popular because it came across North America, which usually they're just over the ocean, because there's a lot of ocean on our planet, on our mama Earth. A lot of ocean that gets pulled up by the gravity of the moon. Mama Moon giving us our tides every month, changing around from new moon to full moon. Tomorrow at the full moon in Scorpio, it's a good time to think about, what do you want to let go of? The moon is kind of like, when it's a new moon, it's like a time to set intentions and think about what's coming ahead. And then at the full moon, it's kind of like those intentions are like brought to the fullness of their potency, like almost like you take a breath in, and when your lungs are completely full, that's like the full moon. And then the exhale, and the moon wanes and gets back to the new moon, and it's like a cycle starting over again. So just kind of even thinking about that part of the moon is powerful in its own. So with our mama moon, the word ma, even the root word, tends to mean mother, moon, ma, whereas ra is the sun. So keep your eyes out for that. And all right, we're out of time here, so I want you to enjoy this last song from George Harrison. Here comes the moon. Yep, that's right. He doesn't just have Here Comes the Sun, but also Here Comes the Moon. So thank you for listening to episode 87 of Nightlight Radio. I'm your host, Ms. Prism. I'll be back next week with some more tunes. Here to share the love, to remind us that music is what it's all about. Connecting, enjoying, feeling those rhythms, feeling those patterns, and just forgetting about the floopy craziness of the world and just trying to feel the goodness underneath that, goodness that's inside. Loving ourselves, loving the moment, loving this music, and loving the people who created it for us. So thank you to all these artists. Thank you to listening for you for listening. And I look forward to sharing some more music with you soon. So, all right. Much love.
Oh, mother, to the stars at night, and he is, and here he comes the moon.